This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We take you now to the London Metal Exchange, which is, just like it sounds, a place where metals are traded. It's kind of the global industrial metals exchange, which is, for our purposes today, nickel, the metal, not the coin. It has been, one can safely say, hoo boy, a couple of weeks for nickel. Price collapses from a low of $29,000 a ton to $100,000 a ton, spiking up enough to make the LME cry uncle and actually cancel some trades and, for like a week, just stop trading in nickel. Yes, part of this is the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Not all of it, though, as Marketplace's Matt Levin explains.
Keith Wilde trades on the LME, what the cool kids call the London Metal Exchange. He works for Romco Metals, a UK-based metals recycler. And in the days before Nickel Armageddon, he heard rumors of blood in the water.
There'd been lots of chatter about there was a short position, someone was being squeezed.
Someone who was short selling nickel. A short is when an investor bets an asset will go down in price, usually a stock, but in this case, nickel. A short squeeze is when other investors bet against that short. When a squeeze works, prices rise, the shorting investor has to buy more of the asset, and prices rise again. The squeeze worked so well that when nickel reached 100 grand, the LME just shut down trading.
This is an exchange that's been around for 145 years. It's always been the center of metals trading. And all of a sudden, there's no market. There's just no market for nickel.
Part of the reason the LME stopped nickel prices from soaring even higher was that the big loser wasn't just a rich hedge fund. It was someone with a pretty important role in the global nickel industry.
We have strived relentlessly in order to improve the quality of human life.
That's from a delightfully epic promotional video for China-based Qingshan Holding Company. Qingshan improves the quality of human life by making steel and by owning Indonesian nickel mines, which produce about 300,000 tons every year. So a nickel miner wanted the price of nickel to go down. Wait, what?
If you're a nickel producer, you're helped if prices go up, but you're hurt if prices go down. And so what you might want to do is to protect against prices going down, you short sell.
Craig Perong researches commodities markets at the University of Houston. Oil companies short oil to hedge risks. Gold miners do it. Big ag does it. But Perong says Qingshan got out in front of its skis.
Supposedly, they thought that they had come up with this new production technology that was going to drive down prices.
But then Russia invaded Ukraine. And because Russia mines about 7% of the world's nickel, prices went up. Short selling Qingshan was reportedly facing billions in immediate losses before LME stepped in, taking the unprecedented step of canceling trades that had already gone through. That move infuriated some metals traders who lost money they would have made at the expense of Qingshan.
The LME has undermined its reputation as being a neutral referee.
It's important to remember here, nickel is a commodity for a reason. It goes in stainless steel and turbine blades and desalination plants and all types of stuff. And it's hard to ditch fossil fuels without nickel. Roger Len heads marketing at Ascend Elements, which recycles electric vehicle batteries. He says the lithium-ion battery makers he sells to are feeling the pinch.
Volatility in general is not good for the long-term, you know, viability of any market. It's just hard to plan and predict in those cases.
EV makers could opt to go the Tesla route. It responded to rising nickel prices last year by switching some models to a less efficient battery that doesn't use it. But Tesla still had to raise prices this month. The aluminum and cobalt markets are also shooting up. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.